Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host. And with me, a couple young gentlemen, Quinn Parrish and Cole Carpenter. Welcome, fellas.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate Thanks for having us. Me.
Yeah. Yes. And you got a little thing going on called Made for More Christian Evangelical Outreach.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right.
And you've been doing this for a while, or what?
It's kind of been a summer thing.
So a summer thing.
We've had four of them so far. It's been every 2 weeks, and the last one is next week.
Okay. And you have kind of little get-togethers. You invite your friends, or you invite who all comes to it?
Yeah. So every 2 weeks, we have some church or some local organization fund the food for the evening. It's been pizza a lot of the nights, but I think this upcoming one next week is going to be Chick-fil-A, but it's mostly mostly geared toward young adults, but anybody's welcome. So we get a lot of churchgoers, but we also get a lot of people I've never even
seen
before.
When you say young adults, what age are you talking?
Anywhere from high school age, like 14, 15, all the way up to 24, 25.
We've had middle schoolers show up, and we've had people that are in their 30s show up. And last week, there was like two 60-year-olds. So it's really for anyone that wants to hear words of life, I guess. But it's geared towards young adults. So I'd say the ideal age range is 15 to 25.
Yeah, kind of like it seems like when we were talking before you came on, you know, your main thing is to help people your age or a little bit younger, right? Kind of get through the obstacles and the things that go on that they have to deal with in their life that I didn't have to deal with. It's a different world that I grew up in.
Yes, sir.
And then what you guys are growing up in. So that's great. Now, a little history about yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Quinn, grew up in Jersey?
Yes, sir. So born and raised Jerseyville. I'm a Jerseyville boy for sure. My parents have owned and operated the Strang & Parrish law firm and Colonial Title. And so my family's been here as long as that business has been here. And I'm the youngest of four.
Really?
And yes, sir. And God willing, hope to be a part of the law firm here in the next 3 years, God willing, whenever I graduate from law school. So looking forward to that.
Where are you going to law school at?
St. Louis University.
Right now you're going?
Yes, sir. So I'm a rising 2L, which just means second year, and I'm starting in 2 weeks, I think August 18th, so two and a half.
I had your mom on the show a long time ago.
Yeah.
And she was talking about homeschooling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And the kids. Do you think that was gave you an advantage?
Yeah, I'm a weird, awkward homeschooler, so I'm one of those guys.
You don't seem weird.
Oh, good. Well, it's because you don't know me. So I was youngest of four. We were all homeschooled all the way. Homeschooled just means from cradle to the grave, you're homeschooled. I would say it did give me an advantage.
I think so.
I intend to homeschool my kids. I think the public school system, and I've talked to a lot of public school kids that second this. Cole can totally second this, that it's okay. And in many ways, it doesn't set you up for success.
Right.
I don't have personal experience of that, a lot of people, other than just word testimony. But I think it gave me a better education. I think it gave me the better ability to speak and communicate ideas. I think it gave me more confidence, not in myself necessarily, although I do think it did that, but to pursue just hard work, both academically, physically. And I think it really set me up well for life, but also to serve the Lord and to see that Christ really reveals himself in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you won't ever get in the public school that I think I uniquely had in homeschool.
How about you, Cole? Were you homeschooled as well?
Yeah, I was public schooled up until about my sixth grade year. And then going into my seventh grade year, I made that transition into homeschooling. And I did homeschooling for my seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. And then I went to Carrollton High School for my sophomore year and then immediately pulled back out again. And for my junior and senior year, I was homeschooled.
Now, did you have any of the brothers and sisters?
I have one older sister.
Was she homeschooled as well?
Exact same story as me, just a grade above. Yep.
And your mom did the teaching?
Yes, and we also went to a co-op over in St. Charles that we'd go to once a week for some of that higher education classes that maybe some moms don't necessarily feel qualified to teach on. We'd go once a week and then do some school throughout the week, which actually really helped prepare us for college because that teaches self-learning. Did you do that
too? Yeah, we went together. Yeah, we would carpool. We were in a lot of the same classes.
So you guys known each other for how long? Since you were kids?
15 years.
15 years?
Yeah.
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 Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, our parents were connected with a ministry that they had started together, and that's how we got connected, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, hasn't separated since then.
And Quinn, you're 22. Yes, Cole, sir. You're 23.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what do you guys do for a living? What do you do for a living, Cole?
Yeah, so I run a cleaning business with my wife. We run the Logos Cleaning Service here out of Jerseyville. We clean.
What's the name of it?
The Logos Cleaning Service. Yeah. Okay. So that comes from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That Greek word there for word is Logos.
Okay.
Yeah, so we named our company after that.
Yeah.
And then on my 9-to-5, what I do throughout the day is I work for Utilitra and JF Electric as a kind of a project coordinator and electric and gas grid mapper.
Yeah. I see. And then clean houses, what, in the weekends? On the weekends and the evenings?
We do houses and we do a lot of commercial spaces as well.
Yeah, you're getting more into commercial.
Yeah, kind of getting more into the commercial side. It's a lot less stressful and more consistent, but I can do that in the evenings. And I can do that on
Sounds like you're working quite a bit.
I do work quite a bit, yeah.
But my wife. How about you, Quinn? What do you do?
So I own my own lawn care business, and I do a lot of government contracts for cemeteries, mow a lot of those. I'm also doing residential and business as well right now. So that's what's paying the bills for law school. By God's grace, total blessing. But I don't want to be cutting grass forever, so that's what law school's about.
I see you. I got you. Well, you got the perfect setup. Go right in with the dad. Heck
yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, that will be great. The Lord has really provided
that. Is any of your other brothers or sisters going into law?
Yeah, so I got a oldest brother, Gabe, 7 years older than I am. He and I sandwich the two girls in the middle. Uh-huh. And he is 1 year ahead of me in law school, and so he's going to graduate. Is he going to graduate? I think he's going to graduate in May. Man, that's crazy to think about. And then, God willing, he'll come along as an employee of Dad's law firm. And then the next year, And then the next year, I'll be graduating law school. And then, God willing, it'll be straying in parish and parish and parish.
And parish, yeah.
The parishes.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, tell me about this Made for More.
Sure.
Classes that you've put together.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
I can take like the problem thing, and then you can kind of talk about the curriculum, how it addresses those things. Yeah. You think that's cool? Okay. Cole and I, really this all started with Liz Dugan, a lovely, godly woman in our hometown. If you ever get to meet her, it'll be a total blessing. But it was her brainchild.
Okay.
And she invited me. Somebody had recommended me. I don't remember who. Sent her my number and said, "Hey, talk to this guy," and basically said he might be willing to do this outreach you've been wanting to do for young adults. And she had in her heart this desire to reach young adults with the gospel of Jesus Christ, but more specifically addressing issues that they endure in our culture.
Sure.
Something that's why it's geared toward young adults, things that particularly threaten them and their souls, that tempt them away from the Lord particularly, because I think there's sins that are unique to generations. Everyone realizes that, I would say. So I got invited along to do that, and the Lord, I can't do that alone, so the Lord brought Cole alongside. I asked him to help, and he was the one that came up with the curriculum. But what Made for More is all about is addressing really two things.
Yes.
The first thing is nominalism, which just means in name only. And one thing that I think the Lord has revealed to Cole and I both is that there's a lot of Christians in name only in Jerseyville that not necessarily are faking it. I think they genuinely think they're Christians, but aren't alive in their soul. The Lord hasn't made them new.
Okay.
So that's number one. That's the first thing. And the second thing is worldliness, or maybe materialism, mm-hmm. which is just a desire to have the world plus Jesus rather than serving Jesus alone.
I see.
I would say those are the two big threats that we think particularly acutely affect people our age.
Yeah.
And we wanted to address those things head on. Nominalism, just being Christian in name only, going through the motions.
Right.
Just because my parents were Christian, that means I am.
Right. Think
ideas like that. And then also this constant pressure to pursue things that aren't worthwhile. Constant desire to pursue pleasure or career, that things might distract you from the Lord, that he offers to you as a blessing, but in his way, not our way. And so those are kind of the two problems that we're trying to address. And then Cole was the one that kind of came up with the curriculum that would directly address it. So if you want to hop into that.
Okay. Yeah, so we have one more lesson that's going to be on Thursday. I don't know specifically what date that is. Is that August 3rd?
6th.
6th,
okay. I believe.
August 6th is our final lesson. But the four lessons that we've had before, the first one was just kind of an intro to what Made for More is genuinely about.
Yep.
And bringing the gospel to our culture specifically. Then we got into what it means to be made for more than a set of topics that yeah. specifically address issues that I believe the younger generation struggle with. Especially the first one was we were made for more than dead religion.
Mm-hmm.
A dead religion being something, because if anybody has any self-awareness, and especially in the political landscape, Christianity is starting to take a rise again in our yeah. generation. And what I see as a common denominator in a lot of these kids is they will go to religion and they will try to find how to better themselves so that God will accept them, mm-hmm. So that they can have some peace. And we think that the scriptures specifically teach against that, and the gospel of Christ actually being offered as something that you put on from Christ, not that you try to add on yourself,
yeah.
that it's God-given. And yep. dead religion offers, it gives you an offer to try and put that on yourself whenever it's something that God gives to us.
Yeah.
The next one being that we are made for more than just to pursue worldly passions and desires.
Mm-hmm.
Our youth will flee to these things in a type of hedonistic behavior of just my life
pleasure.
Is defined by what I take pleasure in.
Yeah, what I like.
And through that lesson, we're trying to point out that God is actually your creator, and he's shown you that he knows best, and he knows what will actually satisfy you. These mm-hmm. things that you're seeking to satisfy yourself in will not satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, which is the one that we did last week,
yep.
was made for more than self-rule. So we kind of touched on the topic of relative truth and being the master of your own sea, and how that's not how scripture presents God's authority over our lives, and how we can take refuge in God's authority. And then Quinn's going to be doing the last one.
Yeah, the last one is, so like I said, August 6th, and it's going to be the finale.
Okay.
It's not going to go out with fireworks or anything, but it is that we were made for more than forging our own identity. Rather,
okay, I'm going to interrupt you for that.
Sure,
jump in. For the listeners, I have Quinn Parrish with me and Cole Carpenter, a couple young guys, 22, 23. And if you just join us, they're talking about their made for more classes.
Yeah.
Lectures they've been putting together mm-hmm. for the local folks
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
And so where do you have these
sure.
Lectures at?
So we've had them in two primary places, but the number one spot is the pavilion right by Germania.
Okay.
So three of the past four have been there from 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And dinner starts at 7.
So you have dinner.
Yeah, we've been serving pizza twice. We're going to have Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So Chick-fil-A is this next one. Come out if you want a chicken sandwich. And then after we eat, there's usually a testimony. So we usually find a person that their life illustrates the point that is being taught on.
Okay.
And that's about 15 minutes. And then there's a lecture. A lecture or a sermon that lasts about 30 to 40 minutes. And that has been just exclusively Cole and I speaking. We've been handing the baton off back and forth. And then after that, there's a discussion group. Lasts about 30 minutes.
Splits up?
Yep, splits off into about, what, there have been seven groups most times? Six groups? And we just talk for 30 minutes about the lesson. And then everyone can go as they please.
Okay.
Pretty much, yep.
And what's the, what, I interrupted sure. you, but what's the last lecture?
The last lecture is that we were made for more than our own identity.
Uh-huh.
Instead, we are made to belong to God. That is primarily chosen because a lot of things fight for our identity. Mm-hmm. A lot of things our age, especially as we're kind of coming into an identity.
Yeah. So what do you feel like are the big issues for youngsters today?
Oh, man.
What's the big thing? I mean, you know, one thing that I see, and I don't know if this is part of it, social media, mm-hmm. phones. I mean, that's got to be tough for young kids. I was talking to, I had a young fellow that I was talking to, and I was just, you know, asking him questions, kind of interviewing him a little bit, and he goes, well, in today's world, he goes, you got to watch what you do, because anything you do, I mean, like, for example, it's tough to, for him, he's like, it's tough to ask a girl out, you know, or it's tough to talk to girls or talk to other people, because you put yourself in a situation where it could be all over social media if you mess up. Things aren't right. Yeah. So, you know.
There's not really room for a mistake.
No.
Because a thousand eyes can jump on it immediately.
Yeah. And, you know, that's got to be tough.
I mean, it raises the stakes. It's a little ridiculous, but it raises the stakes for social mistake.
Yeah.
That if you mess up, it's not just your circle that's going to know about it. Yeah. It's everybody.
You know, that's why today is it not true that most guys and gals are meeting on dating apps?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, significant percentage. Yeah.
Pretty good percentage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah. Which I think part of the issue that you're bringing up kind of ties into the lesson that Quinn's going to be teaching on is because identity. The stakes have been raised so high on our social identity, we put way too much weight into it.
So much stock.
When it's completely virtual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I never had to deal with that.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, you know, because there was, you know, we didn't have phones, we didn't have video. I mean, you could be stupid, say something or whatever, and you're like, I didn't say that.
A week could go by.
Yeah.
I would say, so like, one thing that fights for people like, that are people our age is live a life for yourself. That's like self-rule. Mm-hmm. That's what Cole, you are the master of your own fate. That's a lie. Another one is follow whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
This last one is you can find identity in people's approval. That's kind of the social media thing that you're talking about.
Right.
Is that this raising the stakes is it creates a reward system that rather than it being natural between people, it's become virtualized. And so it's made into a product that is advertised upon. Yeah. And I think...
Well, how do you fight that? How do you get around that?
Well,
how do you guys get around that?
Yeah, I mean,
what are you doing different?
You can't just say no. You can't just close it off. You have to replace it with something that's much more valuable. And I think that's true with any sin or any cultural issue is that you can't be told copper's not worth your time. You have to be given gold. Because as soon as gold is in your hands, you forget about copper. And I think that's one thing that we're saying when we mean made for more, is that you're dabbling in copper whenever Christ offers gold. And that really just ultimately means he offers himself. The Lord says that whoever will come to me, right, on the last day, I will never cast out. He is our inheritance. And what we want to do is present Christ to these people, the crucified and risen Lord, that, listen, pursuing pleasure, pursuing career, pursuing social satisfaction online, that's cheap.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Instead, hence the title, you're made for more. You were made to enjoy God. You were made to find identity in God. You were made to belong to God. And so I think that's, you can add to that, Cole, because these are threats that we find the people that are our age, and that's mm-hmm. how Made for More was designed to reach it. I might have missed some things you might want to add, though.
No, I just think a big one that I think a lot of young people hear, but don't comprehend in time before it's too late and they're taught themselves through their life, is these things that offer them what they think is joy and happiness and peace will ultimately fail them. Mm-hmm. And these things will never genuinely satisfy mm-hmm. that desire in their heart and in their soul yep. for rest, for acceptance, when all these things that they're pursuing it in, the world promises that it will give them that, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why you find some of the most successful people in the world that have all the money, all the fame, all the glory, and yet still hate themselves and hate their lives.
Some commit suicide.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your strategy? As far as convincing
you can take that one.
Yeah, so it comes back to what Quinn had said earlier, was whenever you're dabbling in copper, you're not going to forget about copper until something of infinite worth and value is made copper to look like garbage.
Yeah.
Make it look like it's worth nothing. Mm-hmm. And so our strategy in this sermon series is to present them something that is so glorious that it makes these other vain glories look like they're garbage. Mm-hmm. And that is Christ. What Christ offers you will satisfy. And we have people that are coming and speaking that are living testimony to the fact yeah. that Christ has satisfied their souls.
Yeah.
What Christ offers is eternal. These things that we try to find our identity in today, they're all going to burn up on the last day. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not taking our money with us. And whenever I turn 50, 60, I'm not going to be as good looking as I am now. You know, I'm not going to find all of these pleasures in the things that I put weight in now. But what Christ offers is forgiveness that lasts forever.
Amen.
Life that lasts forever. And communion and fellowship with the God who made you. Mm-hmm. And that lasts forever.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, did you grow up in Christian households?
Yeah.
Big Christian households?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Okay. Born and raised.
Yeah. Were you always good kids?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think by the world standards, they would probably say yes about me. I don't think anyone's born good. I think by the world standards, they would look at my life and say, oh, that's a pretty basic white guy, you know, middle class family. But I would say the most goodness I've ever had is still, you know, as dirty rags. Because Christ offers his righteousness. And so really the moment of truth of change was whenever the Lord changed me. But I would say by the world standards, good kid, nothing too crazy. Cole's a different story though.
Cole,
he gave you the theological answer. I'll give you the practical one. But my father's a minister. Mm-hmm. He's a minister down at a Reformed church down in Eldred, Illinois.
Eldred.
And, I had your very typical there's kind of the stereotype around pastor's kids being the worst of kids in school. And I kind of fit that standard. And I had that very normal, rebellious high school phase of my life. But around the time of my senior year, the latter part of my junior year, the Lord really started to convict me.
Yeah, everything that your dad said and you're around all of a sudden sunk in one day.
I was like, this guy's not
right.
This guy's not that stupid. Yeah.
Dad had a thing going for him.
So you have a big lecture, meeting, get-together, going to have chicken filet, and the invitation for everyone to come.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. Anyone.
Young, old, doesn't matter, come August 6th.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's, you said Thursday?
Yes.
Thursday, August 6th. Yes, sir.
7 to 9.
A
week from today.
God permitting.
Yes. Well, this is pre-recorded, so it could, be recorded for
I like that. Another day. Yeah. Okay, good.
But anyone's welcome. And it'll last, what, maybe how long?
7 to 9.
Yeah, so two hours.
Two hours?
Typically, yep.
Okay. Do they need to bring a lawn chair or anything?
No, there's plenty of seating.
Plenty of seating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Germania Pavilion is the spot. Yes, sir.
All right, 7 to 9. Well, you heard that, folks. Come, enjoy, see what these two young men have to offer. I think you might like them. They're good lads.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Yes. Appreciate it.
So you guys, take care. Have a great day. Thanks for coming in today.
Of course.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Lord.